You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new brain scanning technique is being developed which could potentially help crime fighting and forensic investigators. Called forensic brainwave analysis or brainwave fingerprinting, the technology could allow for sci-fi-esque mind reading. I spoke with University of Canterbury's Associate Professor, Dr. Deborah Wilson, about how brain fingerprinting works.
So it's a technique which enables us to look at somebody's EEG and look at the memories that they have. So what we can do with the technology is identify whether a particular word or phrase that is relevant to a crime scene is actually known to the person being brain scanned.
How exactly is this performed? How do you examine their memories?
So we hook them up to an EEG machine which measures their brainwave responses to particular stimuli. And once we've got that, we basically show them words on a computer screen. And some of these words, first of all, are things that we know are familiar to this person. And so that enables us to see what their brainwave response looks like when they're given a word that is familiar or significant to them. We then give them some phrases that are not familiar at all to them, so we can see what their brainwave looks like when they're given information they simply don't know. And then the third thing that we do is we give them words that only somebody who was present at the crime scene would know, right? So details of the crime scene that the police haven't sort of made public. And so when we give them these images, we look to see how their brainwave responds. And so if it's more similar to the things that they know, that's an indication that they must have been at the crime scene to know this information.
Right, so it's essentially a more modern version of a lie detector almost? Well, is that the facet which it will be used in?
Yeah, we try not to draw parallels with lie detector because that's a really different process, and lie detectors are well known to be quite easily foolable. A lie detector will look at how a person responds, and the idea is that if you give false information, your pulse speeds up, your breathing speeds up. And so if you know that, you can kind of manipulate lie detection results. Whereas the brain fingerprinting, it's basically asking your brain whether it recognises an image or not. And the brainwave response that we look at occurs 300 milliseconds after actually being shown the word on the screen. So there's less of an ability to actually manipulate it. Your brain is just automatically responding, and we're picking up on that wording, on that response.
Has there been any interest from New Zealand forensic teams for picking up this technology yet?
We've had conversations with various members of the New Zealand Police, particularly members down in Christchurch, and they are very interested. I mean, obviously for them, they see this as something that could really help in their investigations, can help point them in the right direction, it can focus their time and their resources into solving crime. But obviously they've got a concern that this is actually going to help them and is going to be, you know, accurate and appropriate for them to use.
Are there any additional benefits outside of forensics which this technology could be applied to?
You can imagine that once it gets introduced for this, then people will start saying, well, what else could we use it for? You know, it could be used in civil cases. If one person accuses another person of hitting their car in a car accident and the other person says that didn't happen, you might be able to use this to kind of work out what happened at a particular scene. You know, or if an individual is accused of stealing from the workplace, this might provide some information. Again, these are uses that could potentially be quite legally and ethically troubling, and so we need to really think it through whether this kind of use is appropriate.
Speaking of ethics, what considerations are being taken so that this technology is used in a right way?
I mean, that's the major part of the project that's being funded by the New Zealand Law Foundation. I mean, we've looked at the science, and the science members of our team are quite convinced with the technology and its accuracy, although there's still a few tests that they want to run. But the role of the lawyers on the team and sort of our bioethicists is to say, well, should this be used? I mean, it does raise quite significant legal and ethical issues. You know, someone who is investigated for a crime or is arrested in relation to an offence, has particular rights guaranteed them under the law, right? The right not to self-incriminate, the right not to be forced to undergo medical treatment. And we need to really consider how this interacts with those rights. Because if you can force somebody to undergo brain scanning, this may breach the right of self-incrimination. And if that's the case, then even though it's a potentially useful investigative tool, it probably just should not be used.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.